Welcome to the Anxious ADHDer, the podcast for those of us living with a brain that doesn't always play by the rules.
I'm Jess, and today I want to talk to you about something a little sneaky. What is that, you may say? Decision fatigue and how ADHD and anxiety makes every choice feel like you're climbing a mountain, and a friggin' massive one at that. And why is that? Because when your brain runs into loops, even tiny decisions, what to wear, what to say, which email to reply to, it just feels so incredibly impossible. I've taken the decision to just unpack why this happens, how to just begin trusting yourself, even when your brain is loud. So let me share with you what I am like as a person when it comes to decision making. I'm sure my best friends will agree when they say I'm literally the most indecisive person ever with everything and anything. For instance, went for a nice little lunch break with my friend. We work really close together. It's perfect. It's great. London, there are lots of places to go to. And oh my gosh, picking one of them, no thanks. Honestly, I can't. And then I'm always like, what do you think? You pick. And then we get to the place. I'm a grown ass adult. And here's me kind of like low key, not like freaking out, but being like, oh my gosh, what do I pick? I don't really trust my judgment. And there's a queue lining up. And I've done this way too many times. Being like, so friend, good friend, why don't you pick for me? You know me well. The fact that you don't trust your own judgment in terms of like choosing things, the thing that causes me the most anxiety is inconveniencing someone. So when I'm trying to pick something, the fact that there are people waiting behind me, my friends waiting for me, yeah, I'm like, nah, thanks, gonna check out. And another excellent work-related story. Basically, for my job, I do a lot of this like design work, this organization, great organization, love them, shout out. And I often like have to kind of show them various assets or designs I've made. But me here, me being ridiculous with decision making, I'm just like, okay, here, I thought I'd give you four alternative designs, for this one bit of work, because I can't decide, can you decide? Replaying any bad decision I've made in the past and fearing regret. Basically, by the end of the day, you're exhausted. You've got all this extra stuff. And then you're also thinking, why can't I just make that decision? Jesus, literally the difference between this one thing and this other thing is the font color that I can't physically make that decision myself, or I can, but I never trust my own judgment. And then you kind of feel great about yourself. You think, I'm an adult. I don't need people making decisions for me because I don't trust myself. That's decision fatigue in action. So guys, what is going on and why is it so hard to make decisions? A few things have happened under that hood of yours, and that is ADHD and executive dysfunction. Of course, the part of your brain that literally helps with planning, prioritizing, filtering options, they need extra effort. So even simple choices, they just demand mental energy. And my gosh, my mental energy is not the highest. And then overthinking and anxiety, that layers on. Overthinking means your mind just replays what ifs. So anxiety makes every option feel risky. Pros, the cons, the possible disasters, you freeze. And I mean, what's so risky about choosing the wrong sandwich, about submitting a graphic that's like perhaps not spot on? I don't know. You don't want to take control. Someone else will take control. Someone else will decide. And that's what I'm saying. Every choice, even the small ones, they chip away at your mental energy. With ADHD, your brain tires faster. And then, of course, the fears of mistakes, the perfectionism, and the cost of getting it wrong. It feels huge. So sometimes you don't choose at all, or you delay until you're literally forced. A lot of the time when I'm in restaurants, I'm like, okay, I've got these two things. I don't know. I can't decide which one. I'm just going to wait until the waiter comes up to decide there and then, because I will have to decide. That's really the only thing that kind of helps me make decisions. And you got overload from hyperconnectivity. So it's 2025. We're in our little digital age and we are bombarded with choices all day, every day. Apps, emails, content, all freaking draining. For the ADHD brain, this hyperconnectivity makes decision fatigue set in even faster. Bottom line, your brain is doing way more work than you actually see, even on decisions that others find easy. So what's the costs? The damage is real. Confidence, guessing, believing in your gut, creativity and flow. You stay stuck, never release the work, never get in motion. Your energy and mood drains you. Relationships, overthinking what you said, worrying about reactions, self-worth. You start believing, if I can't decide, what does that say about me? Shame creeps in. It's not just an inconvenience. It undermines you. So what are the tools and shifts to sort this out and make this better. Okay, so how do we fight it? These are the things I use when my brain is just burnt out. So what am I going to do? Am I going to do them in number or letter format? Number one, decision windows and time boxing. So you schedule a short window, and I'm saying 5 to 10 minutes to decide. When that time is up, you must decide. You must choose. No more loops, no more umming and erring. Decide now. God, that even sounds stressful, me saying that. But yeah, you've got to do that. Set yourself a decision window. No point dicking about. Make the decision. Number two, default options. You've got your minimal choices. So reduce the number of options. Sometimes default is fine. So you make simple rules. If I can't decide between A or B, pick A or have a go-to choice for meals, outfits, etc. Tell you what, when I'm about to leave the house and I'm like going somewhere nice, oh my gosh, ADHD, friggin' hell, the decision making and the untidiness, like wardrobe. She can't decide and she finds it hard to keep her space tidy. Like, whoa, what can you say? Number three. We'll see. I forget which kind of one I'm using. I'll just go with number three. Use criteria. So use criteria, not feelings. Pick 2 to 3 criteria that matters. So less anxiety or fastest thing to do. And decide. Just decide based on that. So don't let every thought count equally. I remember how we're numbering this now. We're doing number four, micro commitments. Breaking big decisions into tiny parts. First, pick 2 options, then pick 1. Pick times, small shifts, build momentum. Got your journaling, speaking out, write out your fears, what's blocking you. Sometimes your brain loosens when you see it all out. Talk to a mate, talk to a buddy, talk it out. And verbalizing helps your brain hear the noise. So, buffer breaks, rest between decisions. When you make a big decision, take a small break. Geez, you've earned it. And you've got to practice trusting your small choices. So start with like low stakes decisions. What snack to grab? What song to play? And commit. And then let these little successes build your trust back. I've just realized I've stopped doing the numbers. I literally have no idea what number I'm at now. Let me know. I have no idea. Kind self-talk, reassurance. So when your inner critic yells, screams, you'll get it wrong. Respond, Voldemort, I might, but I'm going to figure it out. Be gentle. Remind yourself, indecision doesn't equal failure. So let's reflect. Pick one decision you've been stuck on. Use one of the tools, default option, micro commitment, blah, blah, blah. One of those bad boys. Tell me which tool you tried and what actually was a bit of a surprise. Anyway, thank you for braving decision fatigue with me today. I know it is exhausting, but you can rebuild trust in your choices. If this episode has helped you, even like a little squidge, even a little bit, share it with someone. Until then, breathe, choose, and trust your judgment. You're doing enough. Anyway, have a great one, and I'll see you next time.